Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Would you be the jerk for making your girlfriend wait outside the house for hours? We will get into that in a bit, but first, am I the jerk for making things uncomfortable during my dad's engagement dinner? My dad is a serial cheater. He cheated on my mom a lot during their marriage, and it came to light after she was diagnosed with brain cancer 5 years ago. Mom found out when she was already terminal, and my dad's answer to this was to run away to his, at the time, affair partner's house. Leaving me, 16-year-old female, who was only 11, and my sister, 15-year-old female, who was only 10, to fend for ourselves and take care of mom. He then tried to get his way back in for my mom's last few weeks, and she somewhat gave in for our sakes, because she was worried we'd hate him if she didn't. But then when the end came, he was with his affair partner. When mom was gone, we refused to live with dad and his affair partner. We told dad we were not going to let him act like nothing bad happened, and there was no way we wanted his affair partner to be our new mom. We ran away from home to get our way, and CPS got involved and decided we should live with our maternal grandparents. But our dad was given visitation rights by the courts, so we have to see him one Saturday and one Sunday a month, but not overnight. Dad and his last affair partner were on and off for a few years. We found out one of her kids was actually his, and that kid is 6 now. She has an 8-year-old as well from the guy she was married to at the time she had her 6-year-old, so there's messy stuff on her side too. We don't see or interact with them ever. Dad and his affair partner are now engaged, and they wanted an engagement party with family and friends, and Dad insisted we had to be part of that. It happened on Saturday. Dad made us use the engagement dinner as our visitation with him, but we tried to fight against it. So we went, but we weren't happy, and during the dinner, Dad and his affair partner were talking about how excited they were to bring the family together. His affair partner was saying she was so excited to officially be our parent and to have us come closer because of it. Their immediate families know the score, but not the extended family. Their friends mostly knew, I think. They were saying how it was the most wonderful time and stuff, and then my sister and I started saying it wasn't for us, and then sarcastically said how we couldn't wait to be a family with Dad's affair partner he was seeing all throughout our mom's cancer, and who he chose to be with when his wife was dying, leaving his daughters alone with their dying mom because he didn't even call our grandparents to tell them it was her final few hours. We also brought up how he had fathered the 6-year-old during his marriage to mom. This led to a lot of questions, surprise, and anger, the latter of which was directed at us. My dad and his affair partner were furious we made the engagement dinner uncomfortable and asked us why we'd do that. My sister said we weren't going to pretend we were happy for them or us. I said they forced us to be there and we were clear we didn't want to be. They said we behaved like spiteful children. Am I the jerk? When you consider everything that OP and their sister experienced, you can't blame them for having a resenting attitude towards these people that not only did what they did, but seem to show no remorse, don't seem to like make any effort to address it or try to make up for it, if you even can. I mean, it's no surprise they're feeling the way they do. OP's definitely not the jerk. FunSpite2266 wrote, "Not the jerk at all. He freaking deserved it. He knew y'all were uncomfortable with the relationship and did everything he could to shove it in your face. Y'all are at an age now where a judge will listen to you if you say you think visitation is harming you and you want to stop." Excellent Count 4009 wrote, "Not the jerk. They said we behaved like spiteful children. You are spiteful children. You have very good reasons to be spiteful. What else did they expect?" Also, hi, I'm Steven, and if you guys enjoy getting to decide whether or not all of these people are jerks, why not hit those like and subscribe buttons down below? That said, our next story is, am I the jerk for telling my mom she let her in-laws stay at my dad's / my cabin and needs to own it instead of blaming me? My dad bought a cabin before he married my mom. It became a family place for us when he married my mom and they had me, and when he wrote his will, he left the cabin to me, not my mom. But my mom helps look after it in the meantime. But full ownership goes to me when I, 16-year-old male, turn 18. My dad died when I was 7, and my mom remarried when I was 10. My mom has 2 kids with her current husband, 6-year-old female and 3-year-old male. When my mom got engaged slash found out she was pregnant, she asked me if I would be okay with the cabin remaining for the family, and including her husband and new baby. She wanted to keep it as the family vacation spot, but said if I would turn around once I owned it completely and say I didn't want her husband and new kids to be there, then she wasn't going to ruin any memories for them or cause them some heartache by bringing them, knowing they would no longer be able to go in a few years. I told her I wouldn't want them to use it, and wouldn't let it be used by her new family. She told me they were our family, not just hers. She saw I still didn't want to let it be for them as well, so she never took them there. Before Christmas, my mom let her sister-in-law and family stay in the cabin because they lost their house. Ever since then, my half-sister has been asking questions about it and wondering why she never goes there, etc. My mom told her it was mine and she looked after it for me until I was an adult and she wanted the family to be safe. So then my half-sister is asking when we're all going to go and why we don't ever stay there and how she wants to see it. My mom asked me if I had changed my mind yet, and I said nope. So mom was trying to make my half-sister less upset about it, but she would ask questions once a week about the cabin and say she wanted to visit. This ticked off my mom's husband, who said it was ridiculous that a cabin was owned by the family and they couldn't use it. He said it around me once, and I told him it's not owned by the family, it's owned by me. My mom is now blaming me, saying it put everyone in a bad position because her in-laws stayed there, but she can't bring the kids. I told her that wasn't my fault, that she was the one who offered the cabin all by herself, and I had no say in it. She told me it was the right thing to do, and the right thing to do now would be to accept that my family has changed, and let them all enjoy the cabin. I told her I can't stop her for the next 2 years, but it's not going to be used once I take full control. Mom and her husband both told me that that wasn't the correct way to behave. They said I made my half-sister upset by letting her aunt, uncle, and cousin stay. I told mom she let them stay, not me, and she needs to own it instead of blaming me. They were mad that it implied I would have refused to let them stay, and that I don't see how my actions are the root problem and everything. Am I the jerk? I don't think OP's the jerk. I understand why they're feeling the way they are. Ever since they've come into possession of this, she's kind of always been pressing OP on ownership of the cabin, who has the power to do what with it, what's acceptable to do and expect for the lifetime of the cabin and the people. And in general, yeah, they can't blame OP for saying, well, the in-laws stayed there and now everybody's upset, as if OP had any say in any of it. Shoot, they could go stay in it right now, they just have to understand that when OP turns 18, they're probably not going to be able to again. If anything, I would say the mom's actions are extra selfish. They could have gone ahead and had some fun experiences with the cabin.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at UH1.com.
Storytime is sponsored by BetterHelp. Nearly everyone at some point in their life will struggle with their mental health, whether that's something stressful at work, in a personal relationship, or something else. I know that I really struggled with anxiety in my early 20s, and therapy was a massive help for me. That's why I'm a massive fan of therapy, and today's sponsor, BetterHelp. If there is anything in your life, big or small, that is negatively affecting you, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. It's an online therapy service that, after finishing a small questionnaire, will match you with a licensed therapist, where you can book appointments that match up with your schedule at any place or any time. And if you feel like you're not bonding with your therapist, you can switch at any point for free. Also, therapy isn't just if you're struggling with mental health. If you're looking for guidance or ways to improve your social skills, life, or relationships, it's a great judgment-free way of doing that. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/StorytimePod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/StorytimePod. But because they weren't guaranteed full autonomy of the cabin in the future once OP turns 18, she decides it's not worth any experiences at all and we can't go? A Whiskey Kitten wrote, "Not the jerk. Your mom only respected and asked for your input when she thought you'd agree with her. When you didn't, she just decided to ignore it and then guilt you when she made problems for herself." CT4130 wrote, "Not the jerk. It is your cabin, and your mom overstepped in allowing the sister-in-law to stay there without your permission." Which 9 replied to that, saying, "To be fair, it actually sounds like it may have been an emergency. And OP doesn't outright own the house until he turns 18. Mom doesn't need to honor his wishes at all, but is choosing to. That's the right thing to do in general, but I don't blame her for having access to an empty place and letting someone stay in an emergency." It's also super important to note that mom seems to be keeping it in good shape. Upkeep and taxes are time-consuming and expensive. It wouldn't kill OP to acknowledge that. He'll figure out what that looks like when he takes ownership. But then mom isn't pointing that out does say that she's going out of her way to help OP without expecting anything. I actually think OP needs to lay off a bit here. Though he probably doesn't understand exactly how much he's doing for him yet. This next story is, "Am I the jerk for telling my sister to stop being insecure about her fiancé's bachelor party?" My 28-year-old male, sister, 30-year-old female, is getting married in about a month. And her fiancé, 31-year-old male, with whom I have a very good relationship, had his bachelor party over this weekend. I was invited and I hadn't been to many of those, but it seemed like standard bachelor party stuff to me. We just went pub crawling and ended up in a strip club. I don't know what sort of agreement future brother-in-law had with my sister about this party, and I didn't ask. And I certainly wasn't prepared when my sister texted me today asking me about the party. It started with a simple, "How was it?" And eventually it moved to, "Did he do anything?" Of course, as her brother, I was the only person she could ask. The other guests were his personal friends. But I told her she should stop inquiring me and ask her fiancé if she wants to know anything. The truth is, I didn't even see him do anything remotely inappropriate, for this context anyway. But just the fact that I didn't want to get involved and refused to say anything made her feel like I was indeed covering for him or something. So when she kept insisting, I just told her to stop being insecure about it. Apparently that was me crossing the line, because she called me up just to say I had no right to judge her like that. I told her that was how she was coming across to me. Am I the jerk here? Ultimately, is it OP's responsibility to report on whether or not something went down? I think you could argue no. Would it have killed OP knowing that they hadn't seen anything to say, "Well, I didn't see anything go on"? I don't think so. But I do kind of agree with OP's mindset of, if you want the truth, you should be able to ask your partner and not have to ask around other people. I mean, ultimately, how is OP even able to decide specifically what is or isn't appropriate in their relationship? Was going to the club and anything that they did at the club specifically outlined as okay? Is it really OP's responsibility to listen to what outlines acceptable behavior in their relationship and then report back on whether or not it was okay? Between Weeb and Otaku wrote, "You're the jerk. It would not have cost you anything to say nothing happened. I've been to bachelor parties and nothing happened is not the default answer. Worry and suspicion are perfectly valid feelings for her to have in that situation. All you did was heighten her suspicions about what her fiancé did or didn't do. Your non-answer was an answer, and not a good one. You left your sister worried and your friend in a world of crap. Two words could have made everything better, but for some reason you refused to say them. Jerk move for sure." Our next story is, "Am I the jerk for having an underwhelming reaction to my mom being pregnant?" My parents told me, 15-year-old female, a few weeks ago that they're expecting another baby. This will be my first sibling, and possibly only sibling, because it took such a long time for my mom to have another baby. I'll admit to not being that excited, and that really hurt my mom's feelings. When they sat me down and told me, I said, "Oh," and didn't really react much. But I was really surprised and also had like a lot of thoughts that happened so quickly, and admittedly, most of them weren't that positive. My mom was really upset by my underwhelming initial reaction, and my parents aren't super thrilled that, after a few weeks, I'm not more excited. My mom was crying the other night because 10-ish years ago I used to beg for a sibling, and now it's finally happened, and I'm not reacting like they wanted or expected. My dad was so ticked when my mom cried to him, and he told me how disappointed he was in me that I was underreacting so badly. He said having a sibling is a blessing, and our family is getting bigger, and I wanted a sibling for such a long time when I was younger, and now it's like I don't want one. Am I the jerk? I just don't ever think you can be the jerk for not giving the adequate reaction to surprise news that somebody was fishing for, or hoping for. And honestly, people like OP's parents who make such a big deal about how your initial reaction was, only make things way worse and way more complicated and way more stressful. It's just all so needless. Northern Tropicas wrote, not the jerk. It's a shame it took so long, but by the time the kid can talk, you'll quite possibly have left home. Totally understandable. You're no longer the age that wants a sibling to play with, and they won't be someone you can lean on in a close way. At best, you'll have a cool aunt type of relationship, hopefully. Our next story is, am I the jerk for telling my husband to stop helping my neighbor and her son? About 5 years ago, my neighbor Jane kept walking over to our house and sending me messages asking for help for her son to learn to snowboard from my husband. Jane's husband wasn't interested in helping, and she kept telling me how great it was that my husband would snowboard with my son. At one point, she asked if my husband, her, and her son could go snowboarding together. I put my foot down and said, absolutely not. Fast forward a number of years later, and her son is now 16. She again asked for help buying a new snowboard, and my husband is nice and went and helped her and her son purchase one. She then started texting him, asking if she could go with my husband and my son, and her son snowboarding the next weekend. My husband said that was fine, however, my son decided not to go last minute because he just wanted to spend time with my husband. My husband didn't know that, but I did. My husband spent the day with Jane and her son, even after me telling him that I wasn't happy about him going and that he should cancel. But he said he already told her he would and he didn't want to flake. She texts him during work hours, he replies, and has relentless questions and asking when the next time they can go snowboarding. I told my husband to stop texting her and he can't go with her anymore. It's making me uncomfortable. Note, her husband is around and did go with them to purchase the snowboard, but doesn't have the time to spend with them on the weekends, and so she wants my husband to go to help them and show them the ropes. He's one of those people that like.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
To help others. However, I told him to ghost her. He said it's gonna be weird when he sees her in the neighborhood, and what is he supposed to say when he sees her? I told him to tell her that he's just too busy. Am I the jerk? I don't think OP's the jerk, one, because the vibes are kind of weird in general. Some people might say it's jealousy, but like, I can't blame OP just on the fact alone of him spending so much time with the neighbor's wife. Secondly, and most importantly, it's pretty clearly alienating the son and taking away from that one-on-one time they clearly are desiring so much. GapApprehensive3184 said, not the jerk. Point out to your husband that his desire to help is alienating his son. He didn't check if his son wanted the neighbors to come. It's not your husband's job to make up for her husband being unable to spend weekends with them. Our next story is, am I the jerk? Ex-girlfriend that I spent thousands on wants me to borrow money to give her back $500 that she lent me for rent when I lost my job. Am I the jerk when my ex-girlfriend that I spent thousands on asks for $500 that she lent me for rent when I lost my job back in a pushy way? After she already asked me last night, and I told her that of course she'll get her money back, but I still haven't gotten my salary yet? She expects me to borrow money from someone to pay her back when I've barely had my new job for a month. She texted me today saying she's not taking money from her dad anymore, thus why she's asking again. I told her not to pressure me, as I still hadn't gotten my salary yet. She tells me that it's not her problem and that I should borrow some money from someone to pay her back. I then said this. As much as I once loved you, as much as I regret doing so, you not taking money from your dad anymore would have been my problem a few months ago. It ain't now. It's crazy that you got the guts to nag me to pay you back when you know how bad my situation currently is. And you're really talking about $500? Give me back everything I spent on you then. You'll get your money back. Just stop pressuring me and wait till I get your salary. I feel like I went overboard. Am I the jerk? Update, I missed a few things out because I didn't really think they matter. It's weird how there are such rules indicating that in a loving relationship, there's a difference between giving money and lending money. I say that because I lent her money too, an amount that exceeds the $500 she lent me, and the money that she borrowed was also on the premise of it being a loan, as in we talked about her paying it back. And in order for her to rectify her dignity by calling it a loan instead of charity like some guy in here said, I told her, sure, pay it back whenever you can. Yet she never came around to pay or offer to pay, and I didn't care, because in my head it was a gift. Now, here's the important bit. All that said, I'm still paying her the money back regardless of what we said. The only reason I mentioned the money spent on her is as a way to say, she's pressuring me like that, knowing how terrible my money situation is at the moment, after everything I've done for her? Like, this is the kind of treatment I'd treat my freaking enemy with. The freak is wrong with some of the people here. I mean, you don't got it in writing, right? I don't think OP's the jerk. Obviously, OP feels like a responsibility to pay this $500 back regardless. I think you're in general, though, going to find an overwhelming number of people that point out the obvious that they still owe OP more than the $500 they're trying to get from OP. Honestly, as far as I'm concerned, they can go kick rocks. OddDiscipline3608 wrote, "Money you spent on her when you were in love is gone, and you did that because it made you slash her happy. Money she lent you, i.e. a loan, which is to be paid back, is very different, and you shouldn't confuse the two. Be mature and don't go down that road of pettiness. You've given her a very reasonable time frame of when you will pay her back. If she doesn't like it, tell her she can take you to court. Otherwise, she needs to suck it up." This next story is, am I the jerk for being upset that spouse opened champagne I was saving for special occasion? At the start of COVID, when things looked bleak and uncertain, I, 47-year-old female, bought a bottle of champagne to save for a future occasion, had not opened it. When asked occasionally by spouse, 45-year-old male, if I wanted to open it, I said no, I wanted to save it. This weekend, we went on a short trip. We talked about bringing a bottle of sparkling wine we had just gotten as a gift, but I was ambivalent as I'd had a bad head cold. At the last minute, husband tossed a bottle in the car and brought enough hard liquor for a few mixed drinks. We are not big drinkers. That night, he brought out the bottle he brought, and I saw it was my special champagne. Not the Prosecco wine. I told him not to open it because I was still saving it. He blew up, called me an idiot for saving it when I didn't have anything in mind to open it for or what future specific reason that I was saving it for, and that the whole idea was stupid. He offered to replace it later, no liquor stores nearby, and I said no, I'd prefer to save it. He yelled at me some more for being a stubborn jerk and then went ahead and opened it. He had a maybe 4 to 6 ounce glass and then stuck the cork in it. I didn't have any. I'm still livid, and he still thinks I overreacted since he can just buy another bottle. Things are very strained between us, as in figuring out how to move forward when I'm still so angry. Am I the jerk? It's not even really about the bottle, it's about the sentiment about him taking it and opening it. It's just like a huge disrespect thing. OP clearly expressed, "I bought this bottle. It means something to me. I'm saving it for some special time. I don't know when yet. It's going to happen eventually." And time again, they popped up like, "Come on, can we open it yet? Come on, can we open it yet?" And then finally, they just go and do it without your consent at all. Leia the Vagabond wrote, "Not the jerk. I don't think it matters what made that bottle particularly special. The fact is, it was yours. That you bought and that you specifically said, no, do not open it. And it sounds like he did it out of spite. The fact that he had a temper tantrum and then crossed boundaries so willingly is massively concerning. This isn't about the bottle. You have much bigger problems here, like disrespect for you, what you want, and your things." Accomplished Board 72 wrote, "Not the jerk. Someone posted that champagne will begin to go bad after like 5 years. A bottle bought in 2020 would be nearing the end of its life cycle. But instead of using his words to explain this and why you guys should get a fresh bottle and use this one to celebrate your romantic getaway, he just packs the bottle without you knowing. Then when you say you don't want to use it, he throws a temper tantrum instead of using his words like an adult man. I thought our getaway would be worth celebrating. This bottle will start going bad soon, so let's enjoy it now and we'll buy a fresh one later. If you ask me, he should have bought the replacement before even packing it. He should have informed OP about champagne going bad. You know, communication. He shows you no respect. He doesn't think you're worth communicating with, and he stomps all over your boundaries like a petulant child when you dare to disagree. Our next story is, am I the jerk for telling everyone how mother-in-law acted at our wedding? I, 26-year-old female, got married to Jack, 26-year-old male, in August. We've been together since we were 15. Jack and I decided to have an immediate family-only wedding. It was extremely small. My dad and brother, his parents and sister and husband, my dad paid for everything. Mother-in-law and father-in-law ask if they can stay with us the week of the wedding. We say sure. They show up. They brought mother-in-law, sister, husband, and niece, 14. The five of them are in the entry of the house and expect to stay with us this week. I'm annoyed, especially since they weren't invited. But I say nothing. Mother-in-law walks right past me, then turns to me and asks if we invited Jack's cousin. We will call her Jane. I tell her no, we just invited you guys and my family. The reason Jane is not invited is because she's drama, wore white to Jack's sister's wedding and made a scene. The day before the wedding, I get up and notice my car is missing. I had last-minute things to get. Turns out mother-in-law helped herself to it so she can go shopping at the mall. I call Jack, he calls his mom, she returns the car 4 hours later. The mall is 15 minutes away from our house. I was able to get everything I needed and head home. When I get home, Jack pulls me aside and tells me mother-in-law yelled at him for having a camera in the house. We have a camera facing the back door. We check it to make sure the dogs aren't outside and it's locked. Either way, it's not hidden and it's our home. To me, that was sus. So I check the footage and hear how mother-in-law and aunt are absolutely berating me and our house. I show it to Jack and he says to say nothing. The day of the wedding arrives, mother-in-law opens our bedroom door asking for an iron. I go grab one for her. I close the door and start getting ready. I have a picture of my mom, passed away, next to the mirror, and I'm just in my head about it all. Then mother-in-law opens the door and asks for an ironing curler. I get her one. I close the door and lock it. I call my dad to linger outside the door. The limo arrives to pick me and my husband to bring us to the church. Before I get out the door, mother-in-law, father-in-law, aunt, uncle, niece get in the limo and open the special bottle that my dad kept from his wedding. So now it's me, Jack, and all his family in the limo on the way to church, like a clown car. They drink the whole bottle, which I wanted to share with my dad and brother. At the reception, Jack and I catch mother-in-law going through the wedding envelopes to see what everyone gave. She's pulling money out and telling Jack his sister is cheap. Again, I say nothing. The last straw was when I looked around and mother-in-law slash aunt were missing. I find them hiding, calling Jane, who didn't even know about the wedding, to tell her she wasn't invited. Lastly, I got my photos back from our photographer. Aunt, mother-in-law, and uncle are doing the peace sign behind our heads in every group picture. I've told my friends what happened because it bothers me, but my husband is saying I'm the jerk because I shouldn't tell anyone. Am I the jerk? I honestly cannot believe the amount that OP put up with, and I cannot believe the husband has the confidence to look OP in the face and say that OP is the jerk for being upset or wanting to have an outlet for any of this stuff. I mean, just hearing that, it just makes me livid. Granby Tank wrote, "You and your new husband need to have a face-to-face meeting and get on the same page about how to handle his relatives in the future, because this is only the beginning of the meddling." I emphasized his because it's my firm belief each partner in a marriage should be the one who handles their own family members. So I hope your new husband grows a pair and can do the job. Not the jerk for needing to vent, as your husband would just tell you to be quiet. Our next story is, am I the jerk for refusing to give a donut to a kid at a party? I can't believe I'm posting this, but here we are. I have a mixed group of friends and some are saying I was wrong, so I decided to let Reddit decide. My husband and I were invited to a birthday party. We asked if we could bring anything, and the host said not needed, but we could if we wanted to. Since I don't like showing up empty-handed anywhere, I thought it would be nice to purchase some boutique donuts from an artisanal donut shop near us. We got a bunch of donuts and one gluten-free donut for my husband, who can't have gluten. Side note, no one at the party has any gluten issues. We know these people fairly well. We got to the party and set the donuts down. Immediately, this kid and his mom decided to come on over because, in her words, "These are the best donuts in town! Wow, thank you for bringing them!" I open up the boxes, and immediately the kid throws his hands on the gluten-free one. I kindly said, "Oh, sorry, I'm saving that one for my husband. He can't have gluten." I picked the donut out and set it aside and proceeded to tell him all the other wonderful flavors that I got. Cookies and cream, Nutella, it was donuts galore. The kid immediately starts crying because he wanted the one I took away, and his mom proceeded to begin tearing at me and yelling at me for not just giving him the donut. He is just a kid. I was stunned, and I immediately just left the situation, went outside with my husband's donut, gave it to him. I was mortified. I thought she would calm down, but no. This lady proceeds to go outside and make a scene about it. A big argument ensued about how I refused her kid a donut. It was comical at this point. I calmly stated my point again, that this donut was for my husband who is gluten-free, and I know no one there that has an issue with gluten, so her child could have one of the others. This lady wouldn't let it go, so here is where I might be the jerk. At this point, I'm sick of her entitlement, so I just told her that. She is an entitled little brat, and now I know where her kid gets it from. She starts crying, making a scene, and leaves the party. The host and everyone there is just mortified, and then tell me I should have just handed the kid the donut. My husband sticks up for me, and we decided to leave early. OP's pretty clearly not the jerk here. As soon as you said, "Oh, I'm saving it for somebody who literally cannot eat any of the other donuts," the mom should have stepped in and said, "Oh, that's considerate of you, OP. Here, my child, let's get you one of the many other very delicious flavors." But obviously that's not going to happen when the mom is a very excellent candidate for r/entitled parents. Not Your Average Jew 1 wrote, "Not the jerk. I think you handled the situation as best as you could. Kids take after their parents, and it sounds like they're an entitled family. Their lack of empathy is pathetic. And honestly, it's sad that she's being such a bad role model for her kid. Maybe she was going through something, but no adult with decent manners and respect for others would give that much of a crap about a donut. Discipline your kid and move on. Maybe the only thing to do differently would have been to just keep the donut separate from the beginning. But again, you already went out of your way to bring something, so it really shouldn't matter. People are so entitled nowadays, it's freaking ridiculous. Hope your husband enjoyed the donut. But with that being said, that's all the time we have for today. Now, if you want to hear another absolutely crazy Am I the Jerk Here story, check out that video on the left. Or if you missed my latest video, check out that video on the right. That said, I'll see you all next time with some more stories.